Just when Klamath Basin farmers and Native Americans are getting close to settling a witch's brew of water and land issues that divide them, 16 environmental organizations have joined forces to oppose a key feature of the emerging deal, the return of 1,000 square miles of ancestral lands to the Klamath tribes. For those wishing to see an end to decades of distrust, environmental degradation, and racially tinged animosity in the basin, this is disappointing. The environmentalists fear that transferring parts of the Wainema and Fremont National Forests into Indian hands would invite more aggressive logging than is now allowed. But the Klamath tribes have retained two of the world's most respected forest experts to draw up a blueprint for managing the lands once they're restored to tribal ownership. Dr. Jerry Franklin and Dr. Norm Johnson have produced a plan that would bring back a natural landscape of ponderosa pine, restore wildlife habitat, and seriously upgrade stream quality. And they've submitted their plan to rigorous scientific review, which is more than you can say about most forest plans done by the federal government. Klamath Chairman Alan Foreman predicts that when the plan comes out, it will be, in his words, the gold standard for forest management. This is not good enough for the environmental organizations, who point out that some future tribal council could scrap the plan and start mowing down trees. The organizations propose an alternative in which the government would buy up 400,000 acres of private farms and ranches and give them to the tribes. Although surely the environmentalists mean no harm, it's hard to imagine a more destructive idea in the tense Klamath Basin than one in which Native Americans would be seen as driving white farmers off their lands. The tribes reject the idea out of hand. The environmentalists have said that the Klamath tribes should not own blocks of the national forests in question. By keeping them in government ownership, they say the non-tribal public will maintain a voice over those lands. But this overlooks an ugly fact. Historically, the Klamath tribes owned 20 million acres of these very lands until the federal government snookered them away. Still, the environmentalists are a force to be reckoned with. Any settlement would have to be approved by the Congress, where it will be relatively easy to at least organize a filibuster in the Senate. The solution may be for the Klamath tribes to voluntarily get a consent decree in federal court, binding them to the Johnson-Franklin plan. It could be a way to solve reasonable environmental concerns, respect tribal sovereignty, and bring at least a modicum of peace and justice to the Klamath Basin. This is Les O'Coin.